Good Thursday morning to you. I hope you're having a fantastic Thursday. It is 9:06 here in the studio. It is a pleasure having you listen. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I have the lovely Christina Leavenworth with me with Leaven Rinke Realty. And if you want to text in, you have her question, selling a house, buying a house. She has all the answers, 437-1620. Good morning.
Good morning, Tammy. How are you?
I'm doing good. We had a little complication with the music. We like our music in the morning, but we're going to figure it out. No worries.
Yeah, we'll get through it.
Yeah, I was like,
it's
I can't hear it.
Right? Man, it has been, the week has been flying by.
Yes, absolutely. You've been doing okay?
I've been doing great. It's been busy. The real estate market, we're in that big like spring, summer market, and people are wanting to buy houses. They're just figuring out the interest rates, saying, you know what, we're going to figure it out. We look at the payment. That's more so what's important to me than the interest rate.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because people still want to own homes. They don't want to rent them. I mean, if you need to rent it, that certainly is sometimes a good option, but a lot of people like to own their home. That whole dream of home ownership
is still absolutely
alive and well.
Yes, and so we want to talk about a few things this morning. A lot of different things. Let's see, we're going to talk about interest rates probably, right? We are always worried about that.
Yeah, always talking about that.
And how to get your house ready, prepared to sell.
Yes.
So that's always fun. Give me a few other things you wanted to talk about this morning.
So a big thing we've been hearing about is assumable loans.
Yes, assumable loans.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about that a little bit. Just so that is something if you are a VA, if you have a VA loan and you are selling your house, another VA buyer can potentially assume it. That is something that is written in all your bylaws and all that of your mortgage. However, it is not as easy as it sounds, and it's something we've been dealing with. And I'm probably one of the only people in this market that has like gone down this path and talked to the servicers and everything. So what happens is it's taking them sometimes up to 6 months to do it.
Oh, that's a long time.
So you think it's this great idea.
Yeah.
So what the whole idea of it is the new buyer can assume that beautiful 2.5% interest rate the other person has. And it's great in theory.
It sounds great in
theory,
absolutely.
But if it's going to take 6 months, that's a problem because these servicers just don't have a lot of people working in the assumability department. Mm-hmm. So that makes it kind of an issue. So if you have a home that's $500,000 and you have a $250,000 loan on it at 2%, the new buyer can assume that $250,000 loan, and then the difference, they have to bring in cash. That is the most popular thing.
Uh-huh.
Or they have to figure out financing for the other part, and that interest rate might be at like 15%.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So it is just a lot of stuff there. So if anyone has questions about it, I know all the details. They can call me anytime.
Yes.
Anytime.
They can call you at 378-1260, correct?
Absolutely.
They can talk to you or one of your team members, which are all fabulous,
by
the way.
They are fabulous.
They're doing a great job.
Yes, and they know all the stuff we talk about all the time. We stay on top of market trends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have, you know, partners as far as agents that we're very good friends with all over the country, just hearing what's happening there and keeping up to date on it because we're obsessed with real estate. Like, honestly, all of our spouses make fun of us because all we do is talk on the phone and talk about real estate.
Absolutely. And also, if you want to know more information, you can go to bestrealtorinpensacola.com.
Bestrealtorsinpensacola.com.
There you go. That's awesome. And so let's talk about maybe a little bit about the interest rates as well.
Yeah, the interest rates, I mean, they are kind of, you know, staying stable right now. They're higher than what some people may like, but like we're figuring out ways to make it work for everybody. People still need to sell houses. People still need to buy houses. And we look at things as far as, you know, interest rate buy downs. We look at possibly getting the lenders to offer some sort of credit to get that buy down happening, get the interest rate lower. We also have lenders out there that will allow you to refinance for free down the road. So you're stuck with this higher payment for a little while, and the whole premise is hopefully they go down and you can refinance for free. So there's options out there. And again, people still want to buy homes. So
yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So how is the market going?
Market's great. It's been busy. It's super busy. Several homes we have are getting multiple offers on them very quickly. It's all about pricing. Pricing is key.
We're going to talk about pricing a little bit.
Yeah. It's, you know, a lot of times people think in their minds like, oh, well, if you tell me the home is worth $500,000, let's list it at 550 or 575. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's 10%
right.
higher. And we're looking at the market comps. We're looking mm-hmm. at everything. And the thing is the buyers also look at market comps. Their realtor is educating them about that. So the statistics say you are likely to make more money if you list it where the market says it's at than mm-hmm. trying to build in that negotiating room. Because if it sits on the market, then people think, hey, you know, is there something wrong with the house? Also like, oh, maybe there's a fire sale. It's been on the market for 2 months. Maybe we need to go ahead and like mm-hmm. lowball them and we'll get it for whatever. And
right.
a lot of times you just find that the best thing is to price it where the market's
at.
And
I feel like I think there's a little anxiety with the sellers because we went through that phase
totally.
Where it was like 45 seconds and it was sold.
Absolutely.
So if it's been a month, everyone's freaking out, you know, like it's not selling, you know, but it did slow down a little bit.
Absolutely. Our average days on market is 45 days right now. So however, again, a lot of our homes are selling faster. It's not fun for it to be 45 days. It can be a really stressful experience,
yeah.
but we try to make it as less stress as possible. And we have all these conversations with them, talking to them about it, saying, hey, just recently, like I love for sellers, if they can, the first weekend we have it on the market, go out of town, go relax with your family and let us handle it.
Oh, we'll that sounds amazing.
Yeah, we'll do an open house. We're going to
yeah.
do everything. We're going to try to get as many showings as we can while you're out of town.
Oh,
and then
wow.
we call you and let you know how it went. And then we come up with a game plan for when you are in town.
Yeah.
Because when you're leaving and you have to take out your two dogs and
your
four kids, mm-hmm. it can be stressful.
And it's at the last minute sometimes.
Yeah. And honestly, we set our sellers up for that too. If mm-hmm. they're staying there, I really like them to have 24 hours notice.
Okay.
And they tell me, they go, no, I'll be fine with little notice. Mm-hmm. However, it's going to stress them out all day.
Yeah.
Sitting there on pins and needles, keeping their home perfect.
Yeah.
And going,
with
okay,
kids, that's almost impossible
yeah,
sometimes.
Do we have a showing?
Yeah.
And so I've said, I'm like, just trust me here for uh-huh. your sanity and mine. Let's go ahead and set it for 24 hours because most buyers, they schedule things out. They can wait 24 hours. If they really are interested in your home, they can wait.
And it's just less stress for everybody involved.
It is less stress.
You know?
So we just look at all those things where it's this whole holistic approach to real estate where we're, you know, just really trying to make it as easy as possible on them, on both the seller and the buyer side.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with the lovely Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty, number one real estate brokerage in Pensacola. They do a fabulous job. If you want more information, you can give them a call at 378-1260. That's 378-1260. You can talk to Christina or someone on her team. They are there to educate you, make this the least stressful situation as possible, because sometimes buying a house can be just extremely overwhelming, but they are there to educate you, help you through the process, and you're really good at communicating with them. I feel like that's super important.
Communication is key.
Yes,
this
absolutely.
This is your most valuable asset, and mm-hmm. it's very emotional. It's your
it
home.
It is, yeah.
Where you had Christmas, and maybe you brought, you know, your baby home for the first time.
Right.
It's incredibly emotional, so it's so important to be a communication ninja. Where,
you know, I love it. Communication ninja. That's awesome.
I love it. I like my whole goal mm-hmm. is to be telling them things before they even have to ask.
Right.
You know, like, hey, here's what we got. Here's what we're looking at. And just always being one step ahead of the game.
Yes. And I've been in a situation where I've had to ask and ask and ask, and it's not fun.
Yeah.
So just you taking charge of that, I mean, that just means a lot. Just that in general, the communication part of it takes a load of stress off. If you have questions for Christina, 437-1620, you can call or text. She'd be happy to answer those. We know that's a time whenever you're selling or buying that you need all the information you need, especially about the market, interest rates, different options for you, and they have the answer for you. That's bestrealtorinpensacola.com because they are.
Oh,
they're amazing.
I love it.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about what we can do to prepare our house to sell it, because that's super important.
Oh, we love doing that. That
is
so fun.
That's the fun part, right?
Helping people do that. So there's a bunch of things you can do that don't cost much money.
Mm-hmm.
I am a big believer in do not sink a whole lot of money in your home
before
you sell it. Mm-hmm. And then you don't get to enjoy
it. Like, don't remodel the kitchen.
Yeah, I know. So the big thing is paint. Paint goes mm-hmm. a really, really long way. If you have, you know, maybe a dated color or whatnot, mm-hmm. you slap on a nice light gray, a nice warm white on there, and that is going to give you so much value. Another thing is adding some curb appeal. Go to Home Depot, Lowe's, or your favorite local, you know, florist or landscaper. Pop in a few little plants with color.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that does a huge thing. And then go and buy, you know, and we even have this type of stuff. We have staging things we bring where we put a cute little mat as you're walking in that has a little bit of color with it. And it's so tiny, but it makes a difference when you're walking in. And last but not least, get it deep cleaned.
Yeah.
Like you want that, you know, shiny smell when you come in where you're like, ooh, it's just been cleaned. Because like buyers are going to smell that too. And that really, really goes a long way. And we're honest when we go on these appointments. If there is a strong dog smell. You know, if we think that decluttering a bit will help your home show better, we tell you. And it's not always an easy conversation, but it's because we have your best interest at heart that we're wanting to make sure that, you know, your home shows as best as possible.
Right, absolutely. And sometimes we're nose blind at this point.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you have, that's not your, I mean, like, when you have dogs and live in life, and, like, or things like cats, things like that, you don't smell it.
You don't. And again, that is something that can really turn a buyer off. So, and again, we love our furry friends. Like, I have two dogs and a cat.
Me too. I have a dog.
And we love our dogs. But again, like, I would hope a realtor would tell me, like, Christina, there's a little bit of a stink in here.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, okay, let's fix it.
Right.
So, and that's the whole goal. And we really just try to do all that stuff because that goes a long way.
Right. Absolutely. And I understand that completely. And I feel like that's super important. And then I've also heard of, like, setting the house up, you can spray things in the house before people come over. Is that something y'all do? You know,
yeah,
give it.
You have to be careful with that because some people have aversions to certain scents.
Okay, that's
some
true. You don't want to overwhelm
them. Some people really, like, can't stand vanilla or lavender.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to be careful with that. So you need it to be a neutral scent, and you also don't want it to be overpowering.
Yeah.
Because then they think you're hiding something.
Oh, so, again, like, about that, like, absolutely.
Again, like, we're so obsessed with real estate. I, like, eat, sleep, breathe it all the time and read it. The cookies thing actually does work.
Does it? I was thinking the cookies. Thing like smell cookies. I would buy the house if I walked in to smell like chocolate chip cookies.
It actually does go a long way, the cookies thing. That's a great
thing. It
does thing.
Because there's this inviting smell. Like,
it
smells so good in
it
here.
It is. And it's like real cookies. Like, you can't get a cookie candle.
No.
Like, real cookies
no cookie
go
candles.
A really long way. So yeah, we help with all that and make sure. And again, that's what we say. We're like, whoa, a little bit too much on the scent. Let's like dial
right. back. And then do you not want to have a lot of personal items around, I heard? Like pictures of your kids and family, or does it matter? You feel
That there's two camps on that. Again, if it's overwhelming and your entire fridge is covered with photos, your entire wall is, that's a little bit much. Uh-huh. I'm a strong believer, and it shows that there was a happy home here.
True.
If you have a
few
photos, tasteful photos out, go ahead, and that's fine. However, other people are like, completely remove it. And I don't think there's a right way here. It's
whatever
depends. Makes someone feel more comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, if you don't want people coming in your home and seeing photos of you, then yeah, you probably should take them down. If it's a photo that's really special to you and brings you joy every time you see it, keep it up. Like, and that's just, you know, where we just talk to them and we let them know.
Oh, fabulous. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I am here with Christina Leavenworth with Leaven Rinke Realty. I have to say that slower. It doesn't come out correctly.
I know. There's a
every
lot
time
of
I have to slow
there.
Down. If you have a question, 437-1620 or a comment, a friend texts in clean, uncluttered, but not empty.
Yes,
there you
I
go.
Love that.
Yeah.
You know, if someone has nice furniture, we always love to keep that in there. And we can also work with it. We help people stage all the time.
Yeah.
And we come in, and by staging, we're not pulling all their stuff out. We're just rearranging it to make it look a little bit better and open it up. And maybe the rug in the room doesn't look real great and clutters it. We pull that stuff out and help them.
Oh, very good. If you, again, have a question, 437-1620, you can visit them at bestrealtorinpensacola.com or give them a phone call at 850-378-1260 to talk to Christina or someone on her amazing team. They're all great. They all have educated, know how to make sure that you are on the right path, and they are great communicators, which I feel like is super important whenever you're selling a house or buying a house. Just that open communication, like she said, communicator ninja.
Yeah.
I love it.
Communication's key. I think in any sort of job, it's key, but even more so in real estate when you are dealing with their most valuable asset. Mm-hmm. And I say this all the time, experience matters.
If you
were going to have open heart surgery, not comparing myself to a surgeon, you would really want to research and get the best. If you have to hire an attorney, same sort of thing. You're going to talk to them. You're not going to just get the guy that just graduated from law school.
Yeah.
You want someone with experience. And there's a lot of great realtors in this area that have experience, but I really encourage encourage people to vet them and interview them, ask them questions. What is your communication style look like? What is your marketing strategy? Talk about all that. You know, what does it look like if my home does sit on the market for a month? What do we do next? And ask all those questions. And a good realtor will be able to answer them very easily.
Right.
And again, they study the trends too. They know all that stuff.
And also, it's probably best, like you said, you live and breathe real estate, you know, and selling. But some people do it as a side job.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's where it can get a little complicated.
Yeah. And
they don't have enough time for you. They have a full-time job. They're trying to do this too. So I feel like if you could find someone like Christina that they live and breathe what they do.
Yeah, I don't want to put anyone down.
No, absolutely not. But I feel like there you have someone that's present a lot more.
You want someone that really treats it like a full-time job as it is. Because, again, it's your most valuable asset.
Yeah.
When you buy or sell that home, it can be life-changing money. Mm-hmm. And if you're leaving money on the table, that can really impact your future. I mean, whether you're retiring and you need that money for retirement for the rest of your life, or you're a buyer coming in, making sure that you're making a smart decision where those payments work for your family.
Right.
And you're not overpaying. And, you know, we give guidance, and it's always about what is best for the consumer 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. And we've told people before, like, hey, I don't think you should sell. You may be paying capital gains taxes, and that may not be advantageous to you.
Okay.
Or you don't have enough equity. I mean, we've looked at it and said, like, where are you going to go? Like, you need to find another place. We're not going to allow you to be homeless.
Yeah.
And we've told buyers, too, like, you know, if this is the home you want, you probably need to wait and save up a bit more and just talking to them.
Absolutely. And do you have any frequently asked questions that have come up a lot lately?
Oh, geez. Probably all the time.
All the time? Like something you hear over and over, and maybe interest rates or first-time home buyers? Questions.
It'll probably come to me as soon as we're done with the show.
That's okay. Sometimes you're like, oh yes, every day I hear this question.
Yeah,
so that's okay.
I mean, we get so many questions that are different, but maybe someone can text one in. And
do it. 437-1620 if you have a question for Christina. So tell me a little bit about first-time home buyers. Is there any special rates for them?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, this is great. So there is the Hometown Heroes program.
Oh, nice.
And that, they were giving $25,000 toward down payment assistance, whether that's your down payment, your closing costs, and a originally, it was limited to just first responders, teachers, certain job fields. Mm-hmm. Well, now, as of July 1st, they are opening that up to all Floridians. There are some income requirements and different things like that. You know, if you're making, you know, $500,000 a year, you probably won't qualify because they want to help people that don't have the money. And it's $35,000. And it's a really, really great program.
Okay.
So that is an awesome thing. If you're a first-time home buyer, reach out to us, and we'd love to get you hooked up with that because it will help you get in a house.
Is this a loan, or what is it that they're helping?
So it is a repayable loan.
Okay.
So when you would sell your house, it would be, but it's, I believe, a 0% interest rate, that portion of it. So it gives you the money now. And a lot of times you need that, you know, 3.5% to 5% down in order to buy a house, plus your closing costs in cash. Here now you essentially, you're going to finance it at 0%. Mm-hmm. And homes typically, not in the crazy times, they go up 4% to 5% a year. And so they say you really want to keep your home for about 5 years. Uh-huh. And at that point, you should have enough to sell it and pay all the closing costs. And then it's gone up in equity and where you can pay that back. And that would just be paid at when you close because it's 0% interest.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's a very helpful.
Yeah. Let's talk about for sale by owner because we have a great story.
Thank you. Yeah.
So a lot of times people are like, and I'll be honest, they see it and they go, okay, 6%, you know, for, you know, paying a realtor. They're like, I could just keep that money. I'm going to sell it myself. I can take good photos. I can put it on the internet. Like, I can do this. And I was doing a video recently on it, just looking at the statistics, and the average that a realtor sold a home for in 2020, it was $289,000. However, for sale by owners that sold it for $217,000. And that's a really big difference.
That is a big difference.
But we had a story just recently where someone was going to sell it to a neighbor and they thought they were getting a great price. And fortunately, they called us first and they're like, what do you think about this price? And we were like, we think we can get you more money.
Uh-huh.
And they decided to use us, and we ended up getting them $20,000 more in their pocket after fees, all that, than they would have gotten if they went with that other offer. And that's a big difference.
That's a huge difference.
So it's,
yeah,
it's worth it because we are able to help you ultimately get more money.
Yes.
And so, yeah, just it's definitely worth a conversation. And that's my biggest thing. It's worth sitting down and talking to us and hearing what we have to say. And you'll probably get some free tips out of it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. If you need more information, You can visit bestrealtorinpensacola.com. I'm speaking with Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty, the number one real estate brokerage in Pensacola. Their phone number is 378-1260. You can talk to Christina or someone on her team. Janet texts in, thought people are downsizing, especially retirees, don't need stairs. Why are all these giant new builds being put on old parts of the city like East Hill? What is the appeal of skinny double-decker shotgun houses?
Yeah, I totally get that with people downsizing, and having a downstairs master bedroom is very attractive for that reason. However, the lots are small in East Hill, and really the only way they can get that square footage is by building up, because it's these builders, you know, trying to maximize their profits, which I understand.
Yeah.
However, there are a lot of younger families and just younger people that do want those types of homes. If they were to put it just as a one story, that would make the square footage really small.
Okay.
And then it really wouldn't make them make much money, because they've paid a lot of money for this lot. And, you know, homes are price per square foot. That
yes.
is how we look at it. That's how appraisers look at it. And the more square footage they can get there, the more money they'll make. So
right.
that's why it happens. But there are some neighborhoods and communities that have tons of one story homes.
Oh, yeah.
East Hill, though, you are seeing that,
yeah,
as well as
it.
Downtown. Mm-hmm. You're seeing that because the lots are tiny.
And they are.
They're tiny, and they're just trying to get something up.
Maximize their...
To help the inventory issue.
Right.
There's still an inventory issue.
Is there?
There still is.
Is it gotten better?
It's slowly getting better, all the analysts say it's going to take years keep up with the demand.
Uh-huh.
However, if a home is overpriced and maybe not in ideal condition, those are the homes that are sitting. The homes that are like ready to go and beautiful are moving. And a lot of the builders are offering some incentives. Like they're giving, you know, closing cost assistance, they're buying down interest rates, they're doing different things to move it. So that competition makes it tough for some of the existing homes.
Oh, absolutely. And she said, personally know longtime realtors that say Cali and New York buyers bring in so much equity bank that precludes those locals making 50K.
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
She said, personally know longtime realtors that say Cali, California, and New York buyers bring in so much equity that precludes those locals making 50K.
We do still have those California and New York people coming in, and it's even military people. I mean, they aren't
making
a ton, but they were in California, and they did make a lot of equity on their homes.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do hear all the time, well, those California buyers are going to just like give us whatever in cash. No, they're still looking at the market. They're still looking at the market. They're still getting advice, and they're not going to pay so much more for a home if it doesn't appraise for it.
Right.
Or if the neighbor's home was $100,000 less, they're going to say they still want a good deal. They still want to be smart with their money. But we do have those people coming in. However, for those people that are making $50,000 a year, we're still helping them find houses.
Absolutely.
And we're still able to find them a lot of stuff. And we're able to, we know the market. We know maybe, hey, this home will give you closing cost assistance. We're going to help you with the Hometown Heroes program where you're going to get $35,000. And we're able to help them.
Absolutely. For more information, you can go to bestrealtorpensacola.com, 378-1260. You can talk to Christina or someone on her team. This is Levin Rinke Realty. We had another friend text in, how does one avoid capital gains taxes?
Wait two years. So capital gains taxes are due if you sell your homestead prior to 2 years of owning it. And that is a federal tax law. And that is how it works. There are some military exemptions, and we can go into all that. Like if you move a certain distance for the military, they will be okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that two-year rule, it's pretty hard and fast there. Accountants can let you know. If you have investment properties, though, here's how you avoid capital gains. You do something called a 1031 exchange.
Okay.
And the whole key is you have to find another property to invest in within 45 days of closing out on your other property. So you're in a rush to find something, and you may not find something you really like. And you're not even allowed to touch the proceeds from house A. It has to go directly into house B. And there's a custodian that watches that money in between.
Perfect.
So, but for a lot of my clients, they're like, we don't want to make a bad investment.
Right.
And the 45 days freaks them out too much. Thinking,
absolutely,
I have to find something that fast. Prices are high. What if I don't find anything?
Yeah.
So that's one way you can avoid capital gains.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Christina. It's been a pleasure having you. For more information, bestrealtorinpensacola.com, 378-1260 to talk to Christina or someone on her team. That's Levin Rinke Realty. Coming up, we have Visit Pensacola.